If you booked a flight between September to January through Delta, your chances of arriving in Seattle late were about 4 out of 10, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. That's about 3 times Alaska Airlines' rate. But Delta's vice president in Seattle, Mike Medeiros, says that's not the reason the airline decided to stop its fall and winter flights.
Had nothing to do with weather. It's purely commercial, nothing to do with the operation.
He says at least on the Seattle side, ticket sales were good. But in Juneau,
candidly, it's been poor. And yet we know that, folks are traveling. And it takes really both points of sale for a market to be successful.
For about 20 years, Alaska Airlines held a monopoly as Juneau's only major airline provider. Delta arrived on the scene in the summer of 2014. Then last year, the company announced year-round service to Juneau. With the increased competition, ticket prices plummeted, sometimes by half. Medeiros says he knows the community was appreciative.
However, while they're appreciative of lower fares, local residents really haven't supported Delta in a way that's, that we really need them in order to continue the service.
So he thinks Delta dipped its big toe into somewhat tepid water. But travel analyst Scott McMurrin says it's not uncommon for airlines to operate seasonally in Alaska. He says look at larger hubs like Anchorage.
Airlines like Condor and Iceland Air and JetBlue and Sun Country, these people only come in, Air Canada is another one, only come in during the summer, in May, and then they leave in September.
For the consumer, the downside to all this means ticket sales could fluctuate dramatically. McMurrin thinks prices will spike after August 31st, when Alaska Airlines goes back to being the city's only major airline provider, at least for the season.
And the reason I think that is because that's what happens in Sitka and Ketchikan after Delta stops flying there.
After August, he estimates ticket prices could jump between 50 to 100%. Delta's Seattle VP, Mike Medeiros, says Alaska Airlines is what's familiar to the customer base. But he's not sure why Juneau hasn't been more receptive to the competition.
There's an extreme loyalty factor in the state of Alaska because that's all they've had.
And at least next fall and winter, one major airline is all there will be. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.